Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, youth pastor and president of Vision for Youth, Mel Walker. So recently, Hawk Nelson's lead singer revealed on social media that he no longer believes in God. John Steingard says his belief began to change as he began questioning his faith. He struggles with that classic question, if God is all-loving and all-powerful, why is there evil in the world? Seeing people walk away from the faith is not new. Mel, in your long-term experience with youth and college students, what's at the core of making that decision?
That's a great question, Tracy, and I think it's probably a bigger, more complicated answer than I'm going to make it, because certainly everybody is different. But I have found, and I've done a lot of research, I've been in a lot of churches about this, that the number one reason that people walk away is that if the Word of God is not personal and real in their life. And I don't know, you know, I don't know John, I don't know his personal story, I've read the interviews and so on, but I do know that the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God in Romans chapter 10. And also in James chapter 3, it talks about how confusion is a result of actually putting earthly wisdom into our minds. So one of the things that I do in my ministry is talk with parents and young people about the importance of building spiritual disciplines into their lives so that kids can grow up knowing, and I'm sure that John did this, but the Word of God has to become personal, not just a Sunday faith and not just a parent's faith, but it has to be my faith. And I think there's one other thing, and that is making sure that we realize that God's Word relates to life today. Like 2 Timothy 3:16 and 16, all Scripture is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that we would be all that God would have us to be. So again, I'm sure the answer is more complicated than that, but I think that that's a key in the kids that I've worked with.
Wow, thanks for that, Mel. You talk about relevancy. How do you feel the COVID-19 pandemic has contributed to questioning of faith?
I've actually done a lot of writing, and I work with the church and with young people as well, and I think one of the things that church leaders and parents are going to have to do is let kids see that God is bigger than this. Going back to that faith question, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I think we need to realize that God's got this. God is bigger than this. There's always going to be evil. There's always going to be problems in the world all the way back because of man's sin nature. But I think the answer now is that kids need to see a big God who's doing big things, that we serve a God of hope and we serve a God of help. I think that's the key right now.
Yeah, so we're not walking around all worried and concerned. We know that God has a bigger plan in the midst of all of this.
Yeah, kids today are struggling already. I mean, Tracy, you know that, you know, I've been a student of generations, and Generation Z and then Generation Alpha, the generation younger than teenagers today, are struggling with anxiety and fear. But my goodness, every day, the fear, the financial crisis, the health crisis, all of that. So I think, again, that what our kids need is that sense of hope from godly, caring adults that realize that we serve a big God, and the church and God's work is going to be fine when this is over.
Yeah, absolutely. So how should we, Mel, as Christians, respond to a fellow believer that has lost their way, not to encourage the behavior, but to let them know that we're there for them and we're here to talk?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I think certainly that if we can show them the love of Christ and not be judgmental. And I've read some of the interviews, too, where even some of his bandmates were saying, you know, that kind of strategy that really, even if he doesn't believe it right now, God is still there, that God is still real, that God is still truth. And I think that if we can demonstrate that love of Christ, like Ephesians talks about, speaking the truth in love and not necessarily being confrontive, because the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, can certainly do that, but have an opportunity then, because of our love, later on, maybe to give him some space to help him come back to faith and help him come back to the Lord.
So what do you say to someone who's lost their faith? Do you give them time in the struggle and kind of hang out there with them in the mess as they work through their issues?
Yeah, overwhelmingly, people that are a lot smarter than me that have done the research say that people who were once of the faith, ultimately, not everybody certainly, Tracy, but ultimately people come back. And I think that there are journeys. The prodigal son is a classic example in the Bible where ultimately he saw the faith demonstrated by his father and wanted to come back and was accepted back in. That's a great illustration of how we can handle that. The students that I've worked with in my ministry, there's been some that walk away. And in the process, we have to love them and show them that God is love and that there is truth. And I think, yeah, like you said, give them the time to go through this.
Wow. Being in the public eye and traveling constantly as a Christian can be draining. How can we make sure Christian performers are being poured into, not just pouring out?
Yeah, I think that is the key. And I know that there are some bands and that there are some performers that, in a sense, travel with a chaplain. And I think, you know, like professional athletes or whatever, it's very easy to get caught up in that I'm the performer, people give me the props when I'm up on stage, the adulation, and I'm certainly not at that. But I understand travel and being tired, and yet during that time, I think to have the spiritual disciplines, to spend time in the Word of God, to spend time in church with God's community, and often, yeah, performers walk away from those very things that ground them in the faith. And so I think if there's anything that any of us can do to have influence in those kinds of lives, people's lives, that if we can get them back to the things that ground them in the faith.
Mel, excellent. What advice would you offer to somebody who may feel that they're just kind of going through the motions or living a lie in relation to Christianity because of what people in their community do?
I think we have to demonstrate that God and the Word of God is not afraid of hard questions. There's certainly all kinds of things that I don't know the answer to, and if my ministry has taught me anything, there's lots of times where I don't know what to say. But God, the very nature of God, all-sovereign, all-knowing, all-powerful, God of the universe, He's not afraid of hard questions. He's not afraid of doubt. He's not afraid of those kinds of things. And if we can teach kids to go to the Word, look for the Word, look for answers in the Word, and again, the end result of that is going to be faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God, that God's going to use His Word and use the Holy Spirit in our lives to ground us and to stabilize us in our faith.
Yeah, His Word will not return void.
Amen. Amen.
John mentioned that he said, when I began to believe that the Bible was simply a book written by people as flawed and imperfect as I am, that was when my belief in God truly began to unravel. How would you respond to that? And I realize that was kind of what you just mentioned.
The thing of it is the human authors were flawed and were sinners. And so am I. You know, Christ came into the world to save sinners. The Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, the human author, said, of whom I'm the chief. I mean, he viewed himself as the worst one ever because he persecuted believers in the church and so on. But again, going back to that passage in 2 Timothy 3, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is God breathed. God used human flawed authors to be the instrument of His Word. And Trace, that gives me incredible hope because God can still use flawed people.
Amen.
And out of all of us, God can still use us. And certainly that's my story. I'm a champion. I'm a big fan of the grace of God. And I'm so thankful for His giving me the ability to do what He wants me to do in my life.
That's Wilkes-Barre Area Youth Leader Mel Walker. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.